Welcome to Film Friday. I'm David.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we have a film that is an embarrassment to one of us in the room. And it's not me.
Not me.
No, not me.
Okay, I had a really, really diverse VHS collection.
Anthony's got dibs on the embarrassment.
Yeah. We had, in my family, we had a big VHS collection, and we stopped short of buying this movie.
Okay, let's say what topped the list in my VHS collection is Demolition Man. So that's saying a lot.
Okay.
It's saying, for instance, that the following clip is not Demolition Man.
Yes, there's yes. Wesley Snipes is not in this movie.
Hi, 欢迎回到灵异世界，我是 Peter Winkman。和我聊天的嘉宾是作家、讲师、通灵学者米尔顿·安格兰德。米尔顿，你的新书叫《世界末日》。那么，世界末日是什么时候？你的书值得买吗？
哦，我预测世界将会在除夕之夜准时终结。
Okay, we're back.
Yes, and this movie has an ooze theme.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about movies that had this merchandising tie-in guaranteed to get parents pissed off. So, like, Ninja Turtles had Secret of the Ooze. This one also has an ooze-based marketing campaign.
This was made for Taco Bell. Yes.
Was it Taco Bell?
No, I think it was made for Taco Bell.
Or maybe not Taco Bell specifically, but definitely Yum Foods Corporation.
Yes.
The conglomerate...which owns Pepsi, Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut.
Well, we can tie this into Demolition Man because Taco Bell won the fast food wars.
I think you're the only one here
who's
seen
Demolition Man. Is in this movie.
My timeline is Demolition Man timeline.
Hi, 欢迎回到灵异世界，我是 Peter Winkman.
Hi, 欢迎回到灵异世界，我是 Peter Winkman.
Hi, welcome back to...The spirit world. My name is Peter Wankerman.
和我聊天的嘉宾是作家、讲师、通灵学者米尔顿·安格兰德。
和我聊天的嘉宾是作家、讲师、通灵学者米尔顿·安格兰德。
So our special guest today is author, lecturer, and paranormal researcher
米尔顿·安格兰德。
I'm not trying that.
Yeah, I think it's European, Eastern European name.
We didn't even go back to the original. It's
like
not worth it.
Milton somebody.
Marginal character. He's...
Mirda, your new book is called 世界末日。那么世界末日是什么时候？你的书值得买吗？
米尔顿，你的新书叫世界末日。那么世界末日是什么时候？你的书值得买吗？
He really cuts right to the punch.
So, Milton, your book is called The End of the World. When is the end of the world? Is your book worth buying?
Oh, 我预测世界将会在除夕之夜准时终结。
我预测世界将会在除夕之夜准时终结。
So, I am predicting that the end of the world will be at midnight.
Exactly.
Promptly.
Promptly on schedule.
Yeah.
嗨，欢迎回到灵异世界，我是 Peter Winkman。 和我聊天的嘉宾是作家、讲师、通灵学者米尔顿·安格兰德。米尔顿，你的新书叫《世界末日》。那么世界末日是什么时候？你的书值得买吗？
哦，我预测世界将会在除夕之夜准时终结。
There's a lot of useful vocab in this clip, actually. In addition to words like paranormal researcher,
通灵学者,
we actually have words you're likely to use.
I would say, actually, if you're not using words like paranormal researcher, you are not living your life right.
True.
我预测世界将会在除夕之夜准时终结。
预测。
Yeah, so 预测 is a prediction.
The end of the world is...
世界末日。
米尔顿，你的新书叫《世界末日》。
And the 末日 is really useful, I think. I don't know. Anthony's looking at me like I'm crazy.
我希望没有那么有用。
What? I've never used this.
I use it all the time.
I think the end of the world already hit Zhengzhou.
Yeah, I use this all the time, usually at the top of my lungs in subway cars. But really productive here, actually, is this 末.
Yeah, right? You can use it in a lot of cases.
比如说周末.
Right, so 周 is a week, and 末 is end. Mm.
Something I ran into earlier when I was doing historical research, actually, you have often referring to the end of dynasties. Mm-hmm. So periods of time like the end of the Qing dynasty would be?
清末.
Or the Ming dynasty?
明末.
Another really common use of 末, just before we get too far off track, mm-hmm. is like the last car, right? Or the last train, the last bus, which would be?
末班车.
This is also the, whoa, they didn't have the one we were looking for. We had to go with this one.
In my case, it was more like meh.
Unless you're Anthony. Anthony was like, oh, great, they've got the best one. Thank God. Anyway, are there any other words that you guys thought were interesting or worth kind of pulling
out? Yeah, we had, this is a big party day, New Year's Eve.
除夕.
我预测世界将会在除夕之夜准时终结.
Yeah, and actually that's a nice one because it's not obvious.
Mm-hmm. Is that Chinese New Year's or
yes,
is that
actually,
Western New
actually,
Year's?
Actually, 除夕 is Chinese New Year.
Right, so they're changing the story.
I've heard it
this
used...
This is Chinese cultural imperialism at work.
I've actually heard this used for the Solar New Year as well, not just the Lunar New Year. Huh. And then I've used it to mean Solar New Year's Eve, and people have told me I was wrong, and I told them to stick it.
而且这个它在这里边用法是错的。 除夕之夜是错的。
Yeah, well, it's redundant, mm-hmm. right?
Because 因为夕就是夜。
Yeah. Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah,
yeah.
So, it
yeah, so you're saying, it's like he's saying on the evening of New Year's Eve, right? Mm-hmm. It is redundant.
Yeah, yeah.
我预测世界将会在除夕之夜准时终结.
Anthony was saying, he said one of the stars of this movie was apparently in the film Labyrinth.
That's right. They have a very good connection, and it's not David Bowie.
No.
Ooh.
David Bowie is awesome, but he's not in this movie, unfortunately. If he was, it would have been a much better movie.
Yes, this Wait launched the actor's career.
Hey, I know who you mean. I see what you did there.
Anyway, if you know what movie this is, Echo, what do you got to do?
你们就给我写信到 echo@popupchinese.com.
Right, and we're going to pick one lucky winner, and we're going to give you some great pop-up Chinese swag, such as free premium subscription.
And
a free premium subscription.
And?
Guys, we're back to pop-up Chinese subscription. Do you want the t-shirt? Come and visit us in the studio. We've got some left over. We'll slap you one.
Expensive.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you for listening. We hope you get it. From Beijing, I'm Dave.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Brendan.
我是Echo.
And from my VHS collection, 再见.
Bye-bye.
Have fun.
下次见.